Okay, this Shabbos the yeshiva is going to a hotel. You guys coming? Some of you are? Yeah? Just two of you. So we're going to a hotel for the first time. We're having our Shabbaton at a real hotel. So when you have a Shabbaton at a real hotel, they asked me to give a shiur Shabbos morning, so I decided I'm going to give a shiur on halachic issues that come up when you stay at a hotel on Shabbos. So there are several halachic issues that come up. So I wanted to discuss at least one of them today, or at least the issue of that you have in many hotels of electronic key cards that come up in hotels. Now, a friend of mine, Rabbi Josh Flug, wrote a fantastic article in one of the YU Torah to Go packets from a few years ago on this issue, on halachic issues that come up, and I'm going to use his structure to discuss this issue. So particularly key cards and elevators are the two issues I want to discuss now. There are a whole series of kashrus issues that could also come up, and maybe we'll discuss tomorrow. But right now, let's talk about key cards and elevators. So in order to understand the background to what the possible heter might be, we need to understand amir la'akum, because whatever heter we're going to use for, let's say, if we're going to use key cards, which we're not, I don't think. I think the yeshiva is going to a hotel that still has old-fashioned keys also. But if one were to use key cards in a hotel, which often comes up, the basic starting point is that you're going to be using Amir al-Akum. You're going to ask a guy to do it for you. You're not going to do it yourself. So a little bit of background on Amir al-Akum, and then we'll see how we can apply it to key cards. The Mishnah Masech Shabbos Tav Kuf Chavalv tells us that if there is a fire that is raging and it is not a dangerous fire, no one's life is at risk, you may not ask a non-Jew to put it out, because that is a violation of Amir Lakum. Anything you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do for you. Rashi Masech Savod Zaran Daf Tesvav Amir Alef says that the reason it's us is it's a violation of the Pasuk in Yeshayo Perek Nun Ches of Daber Daver, that just like you're not allowed to speak about non-Shabbistic things on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to ask someone to do a melacha for you. It's a violation of the speech, of speaking on about non-Shabbos related issues. However, Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschil Mai, says no, the Yisr is an Yisr of Shlichus, that Shlichus Shalom Kamoso, you're going to send a guy to do the melacha for you, it's Ki'ilu, you're doing the melacha. I ain't Shlichus La'akum, but L'chumraz Yeh Shlichus La'akum, so it's considered as if he is your Shaliach. The Rambam happens to have a third sheet to the Rambam, the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, seems to assume that it's a general Zilzul Shabbos issue, that when you ask a guy to do a melacha for you and you end up getting your melachos done al yedei a guy, ultimately you'll just come to do the malacha yourself. So it's a general Zilzul Shabbos issue. But these two Rashis are discussed as the basis for Amir la'akum. The Ran Masech Shabbos and Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis in Dape Rif explains that there would be a significant nafkamina, meaning can I ask a guy on Shabbos to do something for me after Shabbos? If the whole issue is Dabar Davar, that you're not allowed to speak about Malacha type of issues, then I can't even ask him on Shabbos to do something after Shabbos. If the issue is that he's my Shliach, well, when's he my Shliach? When he does it after Shabbos, well, that's fine. What about can I ask him before Shabbos to do something for me on Shabbos? So if the issue is Dabar Davar, so then it's fine, because I'm asking him, I'm doing all my talking before Shabbos. But if the issue is Shlichus, then it's not okay, because he's doing the Malacha for me on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that both are a problem, that we assume L'chumra like both Shitas. That's Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin Sif Ma'alev Abeis. You're not allowed to ask a guy before Shabbos do Malacha for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask a guy on Shabbos do Malacha for you after Shabbos. Maybe enough Kamina for Remiza also. If a person hints to a guy, the Rama writes in Simon Shin Zayin Sif Chav Beis, that a Jew can hint to a guy to on Shabbos to do Malacha for you after Shabbos. Why would that be okay? Because the whole issue, if I'm hinting to him on Shabbos do Malacha for me after Shabbos, is not a Shlichus issue, because he's doing the Malacha after Shabbos. The whole issue is a Daber Davar issue. But if I'm hinting to him, then there's no Daber Davar. I'm not speaking Malacha. I'm just hinting. But even a hint is only, it only works if it's what we call a Remiza Shelo B'derech Tzivui, which means that I neither mention the precise Malacha that I want done, nor do I directly tell him to take any sort of action. So if I were to say, let's say, it's dark in my room, please do something about that, that's not okay. That's a remiza b'derech tzivu, because I'm asking him to take action. Or if I were to say, I can't turn on the light, even if I don't ask him to do anything about it, I say, I can't turn on the light by mentioning turning on the light. That's also called a remiza b'derech tzivui. The only way a remiza would be good if you just say, it's dark in the room. You don't say that you can't turn on the light, you don't mention turning on the light, nor do you ask him to do anything in particular for you. And then aside from the Yisra of Amir Lakum, there's a separate Yisra in the Mishnah and Shabbos of Kuf Chav Beis Amar Aleph, which is that a Jew is not allowed to benefit from a melacha that is done for him by a non-Jew on Shabbos. If a non-Jew wants to help out a Jew, he realizes it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to turn on the light, let me do it for you, I'll turn it on for you, you're not allowed to benefit from that melacha. There are a few situations, though, where that Yisra goes away. The Yisra of benefiting is not a problem. First, you have the Sefer HaTrumah, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ayin Vav Sif Dalid, that if it's the Sefer HaTrumah writes that if a non-Jew lights a candle in a room that already had some light, then it's okay. You're allowed to benefit from the additional light in the room because he already had light in the room. So he's not, he's just making it nicer, making it better, but you already had light in the room. That's one. And then you're allowed to benefit from the malacha. Tosfos Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Beis distinguishes between direct benefit and indirect benefit, and this is paskin by the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Zayin Sifkat Niyod Aleph, that it's the isra of being nene from the malacha of a guy is only if it's direct benefit. He's turning on a light for you. What if he's turning off a light for you? Well, that's called indirect benefit. He's removing something that would get in your way of sleeping, let's say. The light would get in the way of you sleeping, so that's not an isra of benefiting from the malacha done by the non-Jew. The Mishnah in Shabbos of Kuf Chav Beis Amar Aleph says that if a non-Jew does an Isser for you for his own benefit, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this lahalacha in Siman Shin Chav Hei Sif Yud Aleph, you are allowed to get benefit from it. If he's doing it for himself, not for you, then you're allowed to get benefit from it. Now, there are two kulas in Shas about Amir La'akum in order to do a mitzvah. There's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chesam Beis, that says that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to sign a shtar that will enable you to buy karka in Eretz Yisrael. So that's one. And then there's a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Zayin Beis, that says that Rabba allowed somebody to ask a guy to carry water through Rishus HaRabim Derabbanan in order to be able to do a bris milah. So both of those cases we allowed Amir La'akum for the sake of a mitzvah. There are three shittos from Rishonim what that means for us. The Sefer HaItur holds that it means that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha, even a malacha da'oraisa, if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. You can always ask a non-Jew to do even a malacha da'oraisa for the sake of a mitzvah. That's the Sefer HaItur. The Rambam in the sixth paragraph of Hilchas Shabbos says no. You can ask a Jew to do a malacha derabbanan for the sake of a mitzvah or illness or something like that. And the Rambam says that asking the guy to sign the documents in the Gemara Gittin, that's an exception for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But typically, you're only allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha derabbanan for the sake of a mitzvah. Tosfos Maseches Gittin on Daf Chesam Beis says that both cases in the Gemara are the exceptions to the rule and not the rule itself. Tosfos holds you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do anything, even a din d'rabbanan, even in order to fulfill mitzvos. That for the sake of a mitzvah doesn't help. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Zayin Sif Hei paskins like the Shita of the Rambam, but says that there are those who are even stricter. He quotes Yesh Machmirim, the Shita of Tosfos. But typically we paskin like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch says, that Amir La'akum an Adin D'Rabbanan, when it's for the sake of a mitzvah, or when it's for the sake of a Tzorech Gadol, a significant need, we'd be Mekel. If it's for the sake of Hefsid Mammon, there's a Machlokas Aposkim, but the Mishabur paskin is like the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Zayin Sifkat Nches, the Mishabur is in Sifkat Nchav Aleph, that it's Mutter. For the sake of Hefsid Mammon, also, if you're going to lose a lot of money, you're also allowed to ask a guy to do a melacha derabbanan for you. It happens to be, it's important to note, the Ramah quotes the opinion of the Sefer HaItur also, that you're even allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a melacha d'oraisa for the sake of a mitzvah, and says that if there's a serious shasar chak, we can rely on the itur. So the Chayyadim in Hilchas Shabbos and Klal Samach Beis, Osir Aleph, says that asking a non-Jew to fix the Erev on Shabbos, let's say, even though maybe Melach Daraisa to fix the Erev, but it's sake of a mitzvah, it's an extremely pressing situation because the whole community is relying on it. So for the sake of a mitzvah, very pressing situation, you can rely on the Sefer HaItur. Many shuls have the practice that they just just ask a guy directly to turn on the lights in shul. Why? The whole community needs it. Even if you're turning on lights as an Isra Dor Raisa, Sefer Yitr, the Sefer Yitr that the Ramah is willing to rely on B'Shasar HaGadol. You can even ask a guy to do Melacha Dor Raisa if it's a significant Shas HaDchak. And we define that usually by the needs of a community. Now, it should be noted, Ksav Sofer writes in the Tshuva Nor HaChaim Sim Mem Tes, that we only rely on Amir La'akum when it's a B'dievet. We would not do Amir La'akum as a L'chadchila. You wouldn't check into a hotel planning on asking a guy to help you out. That is not okay. It's only in a B'dievet. You're stuck in a situation. You try to keep the door open and by putting something in it, but somehow when housekeeping came, they locked the door again. So now you can't get back in. So now it's a B'dievet. Then we could start talking about Amir La'akum. But whatever kulas we have by Amir La'akum don't apply as a L'chadchila. Now, it should be noted. Now let's discuss the keys. It took 10 minutes just to give the introduction. But now let's discuss the keys. Using the keys on Shabbos is an Issur Drabanan. The lights that turn on, you know, the green light or the red light, that's an LED light. That's an Issur Drabanan. The keys electronically use LED signals usually to read the magnetic strip on the back of the key. Those electronic signals, creating them, making them happen, is an Issur Drabanan. So one option that you could do if you're staying in a hotel for Shabbos is you can keep all your valuables in a safe and just leave your room open, leave your door open, then you won't have to worry about the keys. Now that's obviously the halachically best thing to do. You don't have to even think about anything else. Rav Zilberstein in Melachim Omnayich in Tshuva number Mem Ches says that two other possible suggestions. He says one possible suggestion is what you could do is you could leave a small gift, candy, chocolate, in the room, and you could tell the guy, look, I have this gift that I really want to give you, but I can't enter my room, so I can't give you the gift. And then when he opens the door, he's going to be doing it for himself, so you don't have to worry about the violation of getting hana'ah from the malacha done by a guy. You also won't have to worry about the amir la'akum because it's remiza shelo b'derech tzivoy, so you don't have to worry about the amir la'akum. So you get around both problems, the amir la'akum and the hana. And when he opens the door, then you could stay in your room. The problem with that is that you'll sound extremely weird because it's a little creepy to go over to the guy and say, "I have a special prize for you in my room." So the other suggestion that Rav Zilberstein says, he quotes from Rav Eliashiv, that maybe you could, when we check into the hotel, you could tell the manager of the hotel that you're not allowed to use key cards on Shabbos. And you can't stay in this hotel for Shabbos if you can't access your room. So if he could figure out a way for you to access your room on Shabbos, then you're willing to stay in the hotel. And the manager of the hotel very often will say, okay, I'll take care of it. I'll make an arrangement. I'll have a guy. I'll have someone available to you to open up your room whenever you want it. So Rav Eliashiv thinks that in that situation, that's called that the guy's not doing it for you, he's doing it for his own benefit. That the manager is doing it for his own benefit, not for the benefit of the Jew. And that gets around the problem of being nene from the malacha. So the Amir La'akum issue, you'd still need to do Remiza Shlo B'Derek Tziva. You'd still need to say, I need to get into my room. I can't get into my room. Something like that. Instead of saying, please open the door for me. But if you have it worked out with the manager in advance, Rav Eliashiv thought that's okay. That's probably what they do on many of the Pesach programs and things like that. Or a Shabbaton. You go to a hotel, you say, we're willing to rent out 300 rooms for the next 9 days. Which obviously will make the hotel a lot of money. So the only thing is, we can't use the key cards. So then, if they're willing to set up a system where they have a non-Jew stationed on each floor to open up the room for you, so great. If you could work that out personally with a hotel, in the case where you're staying there personally, that's also great. What about an elevator? Can you ask a non-Jew to push a button on the elevator? First of all, you should know escalators are mutter to go on Shabbos. There's no way sort of using an escalator on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaser writes, it's no problem. Elevators are a little trickier because elevators, as you step into an elevator, the doors in most elevators have a sensor to know when someone's standing there so that it won't close on you. So you're activating that sensor. answer when you walk into the elevator. So that problem you get through by walking in the same time as a guy. Whatever guy is going to push the buttons for you, you walk in the same time as the guy. Now, look, ideally, if there are stairs that you can use, you should definitely use, and you're physically capable of doing so, you should definitely use the stairs. Pressing the buttons of an elevator is Isser Drabanan. So can you ask a guy to press the button of the elevator for you? It's Amir La'akum on an Isser Drabanan. So we have the same situation over here. If you could work it out in advance with the hotel that you can only stay here if you can get to your room, and the only way they could do that is if there's an elevator man that's going to help you, so then there's room to be makel on that type of situation. I've heard of different kulas that are out there in terms of the electronic room keys. I don't know how comfortable I am with any of them, other than the ones that I just discussed. To use the key yourself seems to be very significantly problematic. But you always have to keep in mind that when you're asking a guy, you have to get around both. You have to get around three issues. You have to get around, is this l'chadchil or is this b'diyaved? You have to get around the amir la'akum issue, and you have to get around the issue of nehene from the malacha done by a guy. If you can get around all three of those issues, then you have what to rely on. Short of that, it doesn't seem that we have much to rely on.